There is a home for lost bags. The idea is almost romantic to think of as 99 million Americans start their holiday travels this week. Each bag has a story, of course, and if lost airline baggage can't be reunited in a happy ending with its owner, then it all ends up at an enormous department store in Scottsboro, Alabama, that sells nothing but items lost by the airlines. It's called Unclaimed Baggage Center. And as brand ambassador, don't you love that job title, Brenda Cantrell explains, it's like no other store you've ever shopped at.
You know, we're a 40,000 square foot department store. It actually covers a city block, and we stock between 5,000 and 7,000 individual items every day. So it's not like it's 7,000 suitcases. An item could be a pair of socks. It could be a $30,000 Rolex.
A $30,000 Rolex.
Yes, it actually appraised for around the $60,000 mark. We had that this summer, and we sold it for $30,000.
So I guess every day you have the experience, why the heck would someone leave this on a plane, or why wouldn't they go back and claim it? I mean, that must be your experience every single day.
Well, you know, I don't get surprised anymore, and it's not a matter of if something's going to make it to our store, it's when it's going to make it to our store.
Ever have a bag that you opened and there was, you know, $3 million in there, like the Cali cartel didn't want to claim a bag?
We have received bags over the years with money, you know, stashed away in them, and we're a privately owned company, and that money goes to the bank.
Very good of you. Very, very good of you. What's the strangest thing?
I don't think we could say one strangest thing.
Because you can't say it on the air, right? I gotcha.
Okay, well, let's rephrase that.
There's
too many strange things that we get. So it's hard to narrow it down to one. But some of those include, you know, a full suit of armor, Scottish kilts, musical instruments that date back a couple hundred years, taxidermied items, you know, like a stuffed goose or moose antlers. We get wedding dresses, men's wedding bands. Yeah, you know, you can't tell me that's not a strange item.
Oh, that's
a
story.
We have enough of them to talk about it.
There's a story behind that.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
And we've always said if these bags could talk, a story they could tell.
A lot of people, you know, pack perishable items.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long it takes the bags to get to you, but some of the stuff may need to be reopened with a hazmat suit sometimes, right?
Well, there's one, I'll tell you this one story, but the airlines have the bags for a minimum of 90 days. And over 99.9% of the time, they are successful in reuniting those mishandled bags back with their owners. And so after 90 days, we purchase the remaining less than 0.5% through our contracts, and we bring them back here to Alabama. Well, one year in particular, and I will never forget this, it was in the summertime, we had a suitcase full of cheese. And you just had this nasty smell of cheese floating in the air for a couple of weeks.
The friendly skies, smelling a little dank there for a few weeks. Okay, so let's write a movie together here because I'm feeling it here.
Okay.
So you get a lot of stuffed animals, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, 10, 20 years after something arrived that nobody ever bought, still sitting there in your shelves, some, 25-year-old girl... you know where I'm going here?
I know where you're going with it.
she goes, that's my Hello Kitty bag. Has that ever happened?
Well, certainly not after 25 years, but maybe a few months. We had a gentleman who bought a pair of ski boots for his wife, just thought they looked attractive in her size and purchased them and took them home. And she said, these look really familiar. And she lifted up the tongue of the boot. And inside was her maiden name, and she'd lost those along with a number of her other things for that particular trip a couple years earlier.
That is so sweet. Brenda Cantrell, brand ambassador at Unclaimed Baggage Center in Scottsboro, Alabama.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.